What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the All Things New podcast. Give me low and I'm out of touch. Jehovah God, Lord Yahweh, that you are a God who saves, and you, Lord, you paved the way. I know, it's been a hot little minute, but your girl has been on road. I have been so busy getting everything in order with the website. God has just really been transitioning me to, you know, go out into the streets and, you know, put everything that we talk about when it comes to, you know, obedience and operating in the prophetic into action. And so if y'all have been keeping up, I literally just got back a couple days ago from this road trip that God had me on with a sister. Shout out my sister Amber. And he led us to Virginia, where we met up with Jakari and Maddie and Simone and a bunch of other people. It was absolutely awesome. And we went to South Carolina, and then we stopped back in Virginia, and God moved immensely throughout it. That's going to be a whole nother video that, in Jesus' name, I'm going to try and film today. But for today's topic, I put a poll in the All Things New Ministry Instagram account, and I gave three options. One was the testimony, which will be filmed. The second one was the spirit of pride, what exactly pride is. And then the third one was abiding in God's presence. When I brought it back to the Lord, he emphasized this topic alongside it was like the highest votes for that topic. And I honestly think it's super crucial because of the fact of the times we're in, the emphasis on spiritual warfare. And it's so crucial and so important to know what the secret place is. How do we abide in the presence of the Lord? That is so key. And I watched a lot of sermons to prepare myself for this podcast. And, you know, Isaiah Saldivar said something that was so true. He said, if you don't have a secret place, if you don't know what the secret place is, if you don't abide in the Lord, you will not last on this walk of faith, especially if God has called you to ministry. And I honestly think it's super important, especially with the increase in warfare. I made a video last night regarding Jezebel and how she's increasing with the rise of the prophets. But it's cool because she a lame, the devil a lame, they're already defeated in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you see the bars? That's that Holy Spirit flow. Watch me as I ride the beat. Watch me as I go. Hold on. Let me stop. All right. As y'all can tell, my trip made me a little bit more corny. It's okay. I honestly find that, like, when you get on your walk, your humor, obviously it changes, but I find myself more corny, but I think it's hilarious. The wordplay is super funny. So yeah, all jokes aside, making these podcast episodes are super edifying for me. Just trying to, you know, dive deeper into the scripture, doing my own research to study to show myself approved, and then putting it together for you guys, it helps me. And so I say this about like every episode, but I honestly think this is going to be a gem. And we declare and decree in Jesus' name that the podcast is about to blow up. Amen. Not for my glory, but for his. Come on. Also, shout out Vision. My sister Delina has her own clothing line. It's so hard. Okay, now let's get into the topic of the day, which is abiding in his presence. Like, what exactly is the secret place? And oftentimes I'll bring it up on TikTok and people will be like, Rachel, what is the secret place? Like, I don't know what that is. So we're gonna get into it. A lot of the time people think the secret place is like a physical place that you go to go seek the Father. And it can be, but that's not what Jesus was talking about when he brings up the secret place. And we can find the secret place in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 6. It reads this. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. So that begs the question, what is the secret place? The secret place is a hiding, a covering, a place of praise and worship. The secret place is ultimately continual fellowship with the Father without the need to be seen by others, okay? But reminder, in intimacy, there are going to be times where you need to spend alone time with the Lord. Maybe it looks like how Jesus did it. Jesus would wake up super early in the morning, raise up before the world was up, and he would go seek the Father's face. Or there would be times where, you know, he was consistently pouring out to others, but he recognized the importance while doing ministry of seeking the Father and getting that alone time with the Lord. And so at first, I assumed that it was literally going into your room, shutting the door, and seeking the Lord's face, which the secret place can look like that. But Oftentimes we see that Jesus used natural metaphors or parables to speak about spiritual. Oftentimes Jesus used natural metaphors or parables to speak about spiritual things, right? And so he often would use these things so that it would give us a better understanding. But there's ultimately a reason why he would say, let those who have ears, let them hear. But he wasn't talking about our physical ears. He was talking about our spiritual ears, that we would be able to hear by the Spirit of God. When I read the first verse that talks about, you know, praying out in public and things of that nature, people will often use that verse against people that like to pray with people. Pray with a multitude. There is nothing wrong with praying with each other, okay? But the issue is the heart posture in which God sees. Are you praying to get approval from man, or are you truly praying for a mighty move of God to happen in that body? Because we know that in the Word of God, it says that where two or three are gathered, that Jesus Christ is right there in the midst. So there is absolutely nothing wrong with praying in large bodies of people. Or sometimes the Lord will lead me to pray on live, not for my benefit. No disrespect, but I could really care less about what people think about me. I serve him. If I didn't serve him, then maybe I would care about what people think. That was me in the world. This girl, this new version of me, I don't care what nobody and their mama got to say about me. And that's on period. That's just that. Because I know my relationship with the Lord. I know what he tells me to do, what he tells me to say. I live by the Spirit and not the flesh. And so I'm not going to get in my flesh when people try to call me out. But it's just like, oh, girl, read in context, babe. Come on, you gotta read in context. Context. Context is key in the Word of God. And that's a little sidebar, too. I feel as though a lot of the time when you read the Word of God carnally, it seems as though that the Word of God contradicts itself. But there's no contradictions because the Lord is not the author of confusion. Amen? So, yeah, that was a little sidebar. That was a little tangent. And it also goes on to say in this verse that those that, you know, seek for the approval of man, that's their reward. That's all they're getting, okay? But when you're in the secret place, you will begin to get rewards because the Lord will openly reward you. And that's when you begin to see people in the body of Christ raise up out of nowhere. Why? Because of their secret place. Because of the time spent in the secret place. Again, the secret place is not just how much time I spend in my room talking to God, although the secret place can look like that. But again, it is continual fellowship with the Father. The natural metaphor used here is go into your room and shut the door. Jesus wasn't talking about a physical door. He was talking about the door to the enemy. Shut the door, shut out the noise of the world, and go into prayer, go into praise, go into worship. Spend time with the Lord. And yes, we can spend time with the Lord reading the Word, right? But there's a certain point where prayer needs to overtake that. And so, yes, you can spend time with the Lord through reading his Word, right? But praise and prayer, we know that the Bible says that the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. We also see in this verse, it says, shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. Meaning, the Father, God, he is already waiting for you. He's literally waiting for you to enter into the secret place. And one thing that the Lord has showed me is that I don't need to necessarily escape from the multitude to get into the secret place. Why? Because there's going to be certain times in life where you don't have the luxury of going into your room and closing the door. There's going to be certain moments where you need to just go talk to the Father real quick before responding back in that conversation. And I talked a little bit about this on live. And sometimes me entering the secret place, even if it's for like a split second, because I need the fruit of the Spirit to be bared, not the fruit of the flesh. It might look like me talking to somebody. They say something that like irritates me. And I just go like, give me a second. And I step into the office of the Lord and I'm like, in my spirit, I'm like, all right, Lord, I need you to give me grace to be able to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Because right now, I'm just, it's a lot going on. And then I'll snap back and be like, okay, I'm back. Do you see what I'm talking about? So ultimately, when he says, shut the door and pray to your Father who is in the secret place, it's shut out the distractions. Don't you notice that every single time you want to get in the presence of the Lord, any single time you want to praise him, every single time you want to journal to the Lord or you want to read your Word, now all of a sudden your phone going off. I can't even begin to describe, even on this trip alone, how many times the Lord would begin to move, or I'd begin to minister unto somebody, or the Lord would use me to minister unto somebody, and all of a sudden their phone going off, and it's been quiet the whole time we was hanging out. Or we begin to talk scripture, we begin to talk about things, the spiritual things that they've been ignoring, and then all of a sudden their phone going off, or all of a sudden they're like, oh, yo, fam, I can't talk right now, I gotta go do ABC. Why do you think you were just reminded of that now? Because the enemy don't want you knowing the truth. The enemy does not want you growing in God. And so the question is, are you really in relationship with the Lord, or is it just for show? Do you claim to be a Christian, or are you really following God? The Bible also tells us that demons shake at the name of Jesus. They know he exists, but they don't serve him. So what differentiates you from them? And this is ultimately what this scripture is talking about. Like, don't be like people out in the street saying, I'm Christian, look at me, I follow Jesus, but their actions don't show it. On top of that, they're publicly loyal to Jesus, but what are you doing behind closed doors? I was getting my nails done today, and I was listening to a sermon by Isaiah Saldivar, and he was talking about the secret place. And he talked about something that was so interesting. And a lot of us know that the enemy is literally a copycat. So anything we see in the Word of God, the enemy is most likely trying to pervert it. And so the secret place with the Lord is a place where you can dwell there. You can stay there. You can receive and reap benefits, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. But it's ultimately being in the presence of the Holy Spirit and getting even more of an outpouring, a refilling, so that we're able to continuously live in this world and be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. The enemy has this secret place of shame. And what that looks like, the secret place of shame is like whatever you're doing behind closed doors that does not glorify God, whether that be having a phone addiction, whether that be, you know, masturbation, sexual sin, whatever the case may be. And you think that, you know, nobody's going to be able to see it. We serve a God named El Roy, meaning that he sees all. Not just what you're doing, not just the work of your hands, but your internal desires, your feelings, your thoughts. Oh, let's get into Psalm 91. In this psalm, we will learn the benefits of dwelling in the secret place. But this is the video I made on TikTok. This is what the Lord showed me. Okay, so let's read the verse first. Psalm 91, verse 1 reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Y'all know that saying where it's like, oh, I feel like I'm living in so-and-so's shadow? That's ultimately what God wants you to do. The shadow of the Almighty is following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. The more you dwell in the secret place, the more you'll become like Jesus Christ. That's why it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." So, if you feel like you're having a lot of trouble kicking that sin, are you spending intentional time with the Lord? Because the more time you spend with the Lord, the more you're going to become like him. And a lot of us, this is why a lot of us be like, well, I'm doing everything I have to. I'm fasting, I'm praying, I'm doing all these things. But what's the intentionality behind it? Are you willing to just dwell in the secret place and just chill there and not desire anything? Just hang out with God, hang out with your lover, hang out with your creator. Isaiah Saldivar also said this bar, and it like low-key was like, dang. If you are going into the secret place once a week, you're not dwelling in the secret place. You are visiting. There's a difference. There is a major difference. So essentially, this is what it means to dwell. It means to live in or at a specified place, okay? The secret place, again, is a place of continual prayer and worship. And we know what from episode 3. Worship is a lifestyle, okay? This is why it is possible to dwell in the secret place of the Lord in everything that you do. This is why the Bible tells us to do, whether we eat or we drink, to give glory unto the Lord. Because the more you live a lifestyle of praise and worship, the more the Lord will follow you for all the days of your life. And he is a fire. He is a pillar of cloud. He will go before you. And actually, because he goes before you, the more time you spend with him, I'm telling you, I cannot count the amount of times where the Lord has actually warned me about what is to come, okay? He's warned me, or he'll warn me about certain people, like, yeah, this person's a monitoring spirit. Or, be prepared, there's a storm coming, there's a season of testing coming. And so now, in consecration unto the Lord, the more time I spend with him, because remember, the Spirit of God is a spirit of prophecy. Why? Because he's the Alpha and he's the Omega. Therefore, he knows what happened. And he knows what's gonna happen. And he'll put you onto tea if you're spending time with him. Like, literally, when you dwell in the secret place, there's an exchange happening. Okay, this is the place where you can lay your burdens down and the Lord can uplift you. All the Lord wants is you. He wants your time. He wants your heart. You say, Lord, I don't have anything to give you. My heart's in pieces. He wants your brokenness, okay? In your weakness, he is made strong. And so in the secret place, there's an exchange. He's pouring out himself unto you, giving you the power to be able to deal with all of the life's desires and all of life's troubles. You know, he'll give you that peace. He'll give you that understanding. He will pour out more of his Holy Spirit so that you're able to operate in the power of the Holy Ghost. And all he wants is your time and your love. He is so amazing. I literally love him. Like, I literally love him. But again, he dwells in the praises of his people, meaning that he lives in the praises of his people. So the more you worship, the more you live a lifestyle of worship, the more the Lord will dwell in you. Okay? So abide, the word abide, where it says abide under the shadow of the Almighty in Psalm 91 verse 1, is to accept or act in accordance with. So again, the more time you spend with somebody, the more you're going to become like them. And the Bible also tells us to pray without ceasing. It also tells us to pray in the Spirit. Okay, so some people be like, well, Rachel, I don't know what to say. It's like sometimes when in the presence of the Lord, you don't have to say anything. You can just praise him for how awesome he is. And then it's like, well, I feel like I have to pray. Pray in tongues, okay? Praying in the Spirit is praying in tongues. You might not know what you're saying, but the Spirit is actually edifying you. Your spirit's being edified. And if you don't have the gift of tongues, continually pray and fast for it. I was hungry. I was hungry for the gift of tongues. Let me tell you, actually, little testimony about my little brother. So my middle brother had gotten the gift of tongues at a convention. And the youngest brother was so like, he wasn't tight, but he had that spiritual jealousy in a healthy way, that hunger. And he was like, if he got it, I'm not leaving here until I get it. And he got the gift of tongues the next day. That boy is 11, okay? So it's very possible. And you know, sometimes the Lord might be testing your patience. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't speak in tongues, I don't have the Holy Ghost. No. Okay, he might be testing your faith. He might be testing your patience. Again, off that verse, the question I have for you is, are you dwelling in the secret place or are you visiting? Because dwelling means to really never leave. Like, that's something I've put into practice, and I've realized this because now through impartation, I'm able to hear the Lord's voice so much quicker than I used to. Like, I can have a conversation with him, and instead of having to pray and fast for like 3-4 days, obviously depending on what I'm asking him, or if it's like something super serious, then I will afflict my soul. I will afflict my flesh and like do that. Fasting super key. But you know, I've recognized that I'm able to hear him a lot quicker, but that's because I'm constantly dwelling in the secret place. I'm blocking out the noise from the world. And anytime I feel like an idol is coming into my life, we break it in the name of Jesus. How do you dwell in the secret place for real? So let's get into it. So reading the word daily is super crucial. Why? Because God is his word. God is the word. And so if you dwell in the word of God, you're dwelling in God. You can really only think about what you're consuming. And so as you continue to read the word of God, you're going to become more like God, because the word is eventually going to stick to the heart of your tabernacle, and it's going to strengthen you not only spiritually, but it's going to allow you to be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Alongside, if you know how God's operated in the word of God, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, you're going to be able to know how he's talking to you. You're also going to be able to know, okay, the patterns in your life or how God might be trying to give you a message. And then eventually, in Jesus' mighty name, I declare and decree that it will be much more audible. You'll hear it in your spirit. It won't be like, who is this? Mind you, discernment is key. Me, myself, and I have to pray for discernment every single day. God still has me in training, so when you're prophetic, a lot of the time you will hear voices a lot in the spirit, but reading the word will help you differentiate, because it's like, okay, I know God would say that. But context is also super important, because remember, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, the enemy used the word of God and twisted it out of context. And if Jesus didn't know the word of God inside and out, if he wasn't the word of God, then it would have been a different story. 2, spending time with prayer is another way to dwell in the secret place, both alone and in the body, okay? Again, Jesus took time away from crowds. He woke up early in the morning before the noise of the world would try to flood out or drown out the voice of the Lord. And so make prayer a priority. Again, also dwell in the presence of the body of Christ. Fellowship is super key. Like on this trip that I just had that the Lord allowed me to go on, I kid you not, dwelling in the presence of other prophets and prophetesses, it was so amazing, because you just felt his presence and you saw it. You saw the love of God on people and the love they had for people, right? A prayer I consistently pray for is to love the bride the way Jesus loves the bride. Love God's people the way he loves his people. And so being around other people that are on that mindset, it makes it so much easier for the presence of God to be in that place. Again, I mentioned speak in tongues often. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18, he said, I thank God I speak with tongues more than you all. Because even though we might not be able to interpret the tongues unless you have that gift of interpretation, it feeds your spirit so generously. I can't even begin to explain how important speaking in tongues is and praying in tongues, right? And again, Ephesians 6, verse 18, praying in the Spirit at all times. So it's so funny. Like, I'll be, like, just outside, and then I'll just get the unction to pray in tongues. I'd be looking at my family, and I'll just be like, Roko shanda yarabase. And then, yeah. I know somebody's going to leave a comment about, you're not supposed to pray in tongues like that. But it's like, I'm talking to the Lord. I'm not even talking to you. Sometimes my parents be like, why are you saying? And I get the unction. Okay. And again, praise and giving glory often is super crucial. But repentance is necessary. Okay. The Lord despises the proud. An example of you being proud is having the inability to humble yourself and say, yeah, I'm wrong. Do you know what I mean? That is so crucial. You need to be able to come into God's presence and humble yourself. Come with humility and be like, Lord, I am not worthy to even be in your presence. But because of your sacrifice, because of what you did, I can now come boldly unto the throne of grace and ask you, oh God, for the mercy to forgive me of my sins, the desires of my heart, the thoughts that I've entertained that are not of you. You hear what I'm saying? There is never going to be a time where you are 100% perfect. We are striving for perfection in Jesus Christ, and through Jesus we can be perfect, yes, but there's going to always be thoughts that you might entertain, you might dwell there for 2 seconds. The Lord sees that, and that's why it's like, maybe you feel like you haven't sinned today. Ask for forgiveness of all sins known and unknown, but also be intentional. Like, don't use that as a way out. Like, actually take time to, like, list out the things that, you know, you're asking God for forgiveness for. All right, so now in this segment, this is the last segment, these are the benefits of dwelling in the secret place, okay? So Psalm 91 verse 3 reads, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, okay? In the presence of the Lord, in dwelling in the secret place, you will be delivered. There have been times where I have been praising or I've been in the presence of the Lord and chains literally broke. Most of the time, it's like when you begin to cry uncontrollably, a lot of the time that's deliverance, okay? That is deliverance. I had a sister call me and she was like, I don't know what's going on. I just started praising and I just started uncontrollably crying. It's like, yeah, that's deliverance. God is delivering you even if you don't know what's going on. And it's a form of healing. So ultimately, chains break in the secret place. God is your deliverer. And yes, there might be instances where the Lord's like, I need, you know, you to go into prayer. Someone's going to lay hands on you and you're going to get delivered. But he's the ultimate deliverer. Amen? He is. All right, Psalm 91:4 brings us to our next benefit of being in the secret place. It says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. So you will ultimately be covered. You will be covered from the attacks of the enemy. And, you know, the weapons may form, but they shall not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And a lot of the times the Lord will actually show us. He will show us the weapons forming so that it brings us closer to him. And we'll be like, Lord, we bind that. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of the time he'll actually show us like, hey, it's forming, but it will not prosper. Okay, it will not prosper. Psalm 91 verses 5 through 6 read, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. God promises that the more you dwell in the secret place, you will not fear. The Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And when we're spending time with God, he's not going to give us a spirit of fear because that's scripture. He doesn't give us that because fear is the opposition to faith. And so the more time we spend with God, the more we will see his work manifest in our life. Because again, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Seek ye the kingdom of God above all things and its righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. Right? The more you seek God, the more you'll see his hand move in your life. You'll have no reason to fear because you'll know, hey, God comes through every single time. He really does. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is El Roy. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He is sovereign. He is almighty. Somebody got to give God a shout right now. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So yeah, God will take away your fear. He will take away that anxiety, the sickness, the weapons, the darkness. They will not be able to touch you. Again, going back to point number 2, you are covered, okay? Psalm 91 verses 7 through 8 read this. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, okay? No evil will befall you, nor will sickness come near you and your house, okay? Because of your praise, because of your relationship with God, your family will be protected. The Bible says, as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. And it might not look like that right now, but if you continue to have that faith and you fast and you pray, you got to expect and be like, Lord, I expect you to move in my family. I expect you to move in my family because of who you are. Not because of who I am, not because of my works, but I know who you are. Amen. Psalm 91 verse 11 through 12 reads, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Angels will guard and protect you. We have the power and the authority to speak out loud and dispatch angels and say, "Father God, I pray that you would dispatch angels to war in the second heaven where we can't see, where we can't go." And once I get into the testimony about this whole trip, there was an actual incident, not an incident, it was a situation where we were praying for a brother and, you know, deliverance was about to break out. And as we were talking about everything that he'd gone through, I saw in the spirit an angel standing over him and had their hand on the sword, had their hand on the sword of the spirit. And they were looking at me like, "Is it go time yet?" And I'm like, "We're talking right now." You know what I mean? He was like, "Hello," because we was taking a little long. And I was like looking at him like, "Hold on." And then immediately when we said, "Lord, we pray that you would dispatch angels of healing in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would dispatch angels of deliverance right now in the mighty name of Yeshua." Them angels went to work. Amen. Them angels went to work. Psalm 91 verse 13 reads, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet." We will have authority and power over Satan and his minions when we spend time in the secret place, because God will give us even more authority, because it's not out of our authority, it's out of his. And so it's literally like, imagine the secret place also being a place of training ground. God is going to speak to you. He's going to train up your spirit. And the more trained you are, the more advanced you are, new levels, new devils. But God will give you the authority to be able to trample upon the serpent and the adder and the scorpion. Psalm 91 verse 15 reads, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." Okay? If you spend more time with God, he is more inclined to hear your prayer. Okay? It's like that one friend that's always been there for you, that was always spending time with you. When they call your phone, you're there to answer. But if you're never spending time with him, if you're a stranger to him and you keep calling his phone because now you're going through rough times, God is merciful and graceful that he will answer, but not as quickly as we might seem. And that's what I've noticed, is that's why I feel like now I'm able to hear his voice so much quicker. I'm able to see him move in my life so much clearer and quicker, because I know who he is in the secret place. And so now when I'm in the midst of noise, I know what he sounds like. I know how he moves. I know how he operates. And I'm seeing him manifest daily in my life, because now I know how to abide in the secret place, to dwell in the secret place and abide under the shadow of the Almighty in everything that I'm doing. God will ultimately also, from that verse, be with us in trouble. And he's always with us when we are in trouble, when we are going through circumstances and situations. But it will be much more prevalent to see him move in the midst of the storm when we know who he is, when we know how he operates. And lastly, Psalm 91 verse 16 reads this, "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." And so in this verse, he promises us long life, okay? Not only just on earth, but eternal life, right? That's the ultimate prize. And he also says, "And show him my salvation." And this is a double fold type of thing. First, God will show us salvation and deliverance from troubling times on earth, right? But then he will also allow us to see eternal salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. When it's all said and done, we will hear, "Well done, my faithful servant." Because the worst thing you could hear is, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." And knew was a word that was used to describe when a man and a woman were intimate with each other in that way, bearing children. And so, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." He'll say that if you weren't intimate with him, right? And you weren't bearing fruit of the Holy Spirit, not only that, but bearing seeds to go plant into others, right? Because that's all he asks us to do, is to A, repent, believe he's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, he's our Savior, and then go spread the good news and bear fruit of the Holy Spirit so that other people could be saved. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And so yeah, that's all I have for y'all for this topic. I pray that, you know, it was really edifying for you guys. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every single person watching this. I pray that this gave you a little bit more clarity in the name of Jesus Christ. If you heard my phone going off, normally I have it on D&D, but I'm expecting a couple phone calls. And honestly, this is kind of a smooth filming session. I'm actually very proud. Thank you, Jesus. Shout out, Jesus. It's all glory to Jesus. I'm so excited. So yeah, that was it. My camera died, but it's okay. I hope this was edifying in Jesus' mighty name. Y'all go tune in to the All Things New Ministry website. It is now up. I will be answering emails today as well for prayer requests, or if you guys have any requests of states that, you know, I should visit. Well, the Lord is actually working on me because he's telling me to go to certain places and stuff like that. But yeah, God bless you. I love you guys. See y'all next time. In Jesus' name, amen.